بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم ووالاهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، وبعد. فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس ليذيقهم بعض الذي عملوا لعلهم يرجعون. وقال جل جلاله: ما أصابك من حسنة فمن الله، وما أصابك من سيئة فمن نفسك. وقال جل جلاله: فلولا كانت قرية آمنت فنفعها إيمانها إلا قوم يونس لما آمنوا كشفنا عنهم عذاب الخزي في الحياة الدنيا ومتعناهم إلى حين. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: يكون في آخر هذه الأمة خصف ومسخ وقذف. قلت: يا رسول الله، أنهلك وفينا الصالحون؟ قال: نعم، إذا ظهر الخبث. رواه الترمذي. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected ulama ikram, elders and brothers, in the study of philosophy, there is a principle known as the principle of causality, which simply means that for every action, there is a reaction. For every cause, there is an effect, which we term in Arabic as sabab and musabab. And my dear brothers, we living in this world, daily we encounter this principle, we experience the application of this principle. How many times we have seen a person has passed away, cause of death, cardiac arrest, heart attack. Or a person eats something that does not agree with him. That is the cause. What is the effect? That now the person has an allergic reaction. And now that person takes some medication. This becomes the cause. And what is the outcome of this? That now, through the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the person now experiences some sort of relief. However, my dear brothers, this principle of causality is in operation, is in effect in this world on two levels, in two ways. One is the zahiri, the outward system of cause and effect, that which meets the eye. And the other is the batini, the ghaibi, the unseen system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of cause and effect, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at certain deeds, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at certain actions, and this becomes a reason for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring about certain decisions, to make certain decisions. Now, my dear brothers, if you just hold that thought for a moment, and let's move on to something else. Over the last decade or so, my dear brothers, we have noticed that there has been a vast increase in the number of natural disasters. There has been a great increase in the number of natural disasters, be it earthquakes, be it tornadoes, be it cyclones, be it hurricanes, and all these other disasters that are taking place worldwide. Now, I'm not saying that this did not happen in the past, but the frequency and the intensity which we witness nowadays has never ever been seen in the past. And my dear brothers, come to such a stage that it seems as though we go to bed every other night or wake up every other morning to the news of some earthquake that has totally flattened a certain place, or the news of some tornado that has ripped through an entire region and left a path of destruction in its wake. Or we hear of some cyclone that has battered and hammered the coastal areas of some country. Now, my dear brothers, coming back to what I mentioned at the beginning, the principle of causality, cause and effects. Cause and effects. One is the outward system of cause and effects. What that which meets the eyes. And we ask the question that what is the reason? What is the reason for these natural disasters? And what is the reason for the increase in these natural disasters? So we ask the scientists of this world, the people of this world, who Allah says about them, يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. The knowledge is very superficial, very surface level. Their knowledge does not exceed the boundaries of this world. We ask a scientist, or we ask a seismologist, a person who studies earthquakes, that what is the reason for earthquakes to take place? And he will say that earthquakes are caused by what they refer to as a tectonic shift, where there's plates under the surface of the earth. And when these plates move, then this causes an earthquake. And nowadays, they are blaming it on something which is referred to as fracking. Fracking is where they're pumping liquid into the ground at a very high pressure to take out gases and oil from the land. People have blamed earthquakes upon this. They say that it is disturbing the area beneath the surface of the earth, and this is called causing earthquakes. We ask a meteorologist that what is this reason for tornadoes? And he explains to us that when two airs of different temperatures meet during a storm, then this now causes a tornado. Now, my dear brothers, we do not reject these theories. But the reality of the matter, my dear brothers, that these are only outward causes. These are only outward reasons. We as Muslims who study everything or view everything through the lenses of Quran and Hadith, we who study everything under the microscope of Quran and Hadith, we ask Quran that what is the reason for these sort of disasters and catastrophes and calamities. And Quran tells us very, very clearly, ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ, that fasad has appeared on land and sea. Under the explanation of this word fasad, ulama give three tafsir. One is al-tarafu wal-atab, that there will be loss and destruction. Secondly, al-ittirabu wal-khalal, there will be instability and unease. And thirdly, al-qahtu wal-jadbu, al-qahtu wal-jadbu wal-kawarith, there will be famine and there will be drought and there will be other natural disasters. So Allah tells us that problems, difficulties, instability, unrest, calamities, earthquakes, tornadoes take place on the earth. What is the reason? Bima kasabat aydin nas. It is because what the hands of people have earned. It is because the evil deeds of insan, of human beings. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes these calamities to take place. Another place of Quran tells us, ma asabaka min hasanatin fa min Allah. Whatever good comes to you, this is through the benevolence and kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa ma asabaka min sayyatin fa min nafsik. And whatever evil, whatever hardship befalls you, this is only because of your own deeds. If we turn to Hadith Sharif and ask the Hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then what is the cause for these calamities, catastrophes? Then we find Imam Tirmidhi rahmatullah alayhi in his Jami, he has recorded two remarkable Hadiths, one after the other, and the meaning of these Hadiths are roughly the same. And my dear brothers, I like to share with you these Ahadiths today, and I leave you as the judge to decide that what is the reason for these calamities to take place. The ulama of hadith, as I mentioned, the hadith appears in Tirmidhi. The ulama of hadith have said that this hadith is suitable to be quoted. And certain modern day scholars have said, what makes the hadith even more relevant is that we see these things unfolding before our eyes. We see these things unfolding before our eyes. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا فَعَلَتْ أُمَّتِي خَمْسَةَ عَشْرَةَ خَصْلَةً حَلَّ بِهَا الْبَلَىٰ. When my ummah will get involved in 15 types of crimes, 15 types of vices, that's when calamity will strike. That's when calamity will strike. Sahaba asked, oh Allah's Nabi, what are these 15 calamities? Allah's Nabi said, إِذَا اتُّخِذَ الْفَيْءُ دِوَلًا. When public money, money that was meant to be spent upon the public, will be circulated and only be passed around the wealthy, will only be passed around amongst the ruling class. Money that is supposed to be spent upon the less fortunate, will be spent upon the citizens, but the people in power and the wealthy, they will devour and they will eat up this wealth. إِذَا اتُّخِذَ الْفَيْءُ دِوَلًا وَالْأَمَانَةُ مَغْنَمًا. And when trust will be regarded as booty, a person will come to somebody to leave as amana, leave something for him, leave some wealth of his for a person to look after. And this person, instead of honoring that trust, he will use, he will abuse, and he will refuse to return to that person. He will refuse to return this thing to that person. وَالْأَمَانَةُ مَغْنَمًا وَالزَّكَاةُ مَغْرَمًا. And when zakat will be regarded as a tax, when zakat will be taken as a burden, when a person, it will be easy for him to fork out hundreds of thousands, if not millions, upon his daughter's wedding. Why? So that people can see my worth. Kitne paani mein hai. People can see what I am worth. But to spend a small fraction in zakat for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person will take this as a big burden. وَالزَّكَاةُ مَغْرَمًا وَتُعُلِّمَ لِغَيْرِ الدِّينِ. And when the knowledge of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be sought for reasons other than the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When people will seek the knowledge of deen, not to empower themselves, not to better themselves, or not to spread the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, my dear brothers, up till today, many of our ulama, most of our ulama, are sacrificing their time, their efforts, day and night in the service of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the last thing on their minds is how much am I get paid for it. And alhamdulillah, I've seen among my asatiza, those people, those men who day and night are in the service, in the madrasa, in the masajid, having programs, and they do not take a single cent for the service that they are providing. But Allah's Nabi said, a time will come, people will come, when they will study the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the purpose for studying the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be for worldly motives. وَتُعُلِّمَ لِغَيْرِ الدِّينِ وَظَهَرَتِ الْأَصْوَاتُ فِي الْمَسَاجِدِ. Allah's Nabi said, and the time will come, when people, Allah's Nabi said, وَأَطَعَ الرَّجُلُ إِمْرَاتَهُ وَعَقَّ أُمَّهُ. When a person will become obedient and subservient to his wife, and he will begin to disobey his mother. He will become subservient and concerned about his wife, but will have no concern for his mother. So monthly he will spend thousands on his wife for her jewelry and her clothing and her makeup. But his poor mother, the one who gave birth to him, will be languishing and withering away in some old age home. وَأَطَعَ الرَّجُلُ وَأَقْصَى أَبَاهُ وَأَدْنَى صَدِيقَهُ. The next thing, Allah's Nabi said, a person will become very, very close to his friends. Very, very close to his friends, but he become very distant from his father. So that his friends will know everything that is happening in his life. Every small detail of his life, his friends will know, but his father will not know what's happening in his life. I know people, my dear brothers, youngsters who are living under the roofs of their fathers, and their fathers are providing for them, but days and months will go, and they will not hold a decent conversation with their father. And when the father tries to find out that what is my son up to, the son turns around and says, my father is invading my privacy. وَأَقْصَى أَبَاهُ وَأَدْنَى صَدِيقَهُ وَظَهَرَتِ الْأَصْوَاتُ فِي الْمَسَاجِدِ. Allah's Nabi said, when voices will be raised in the masajid, when the sanctity of the masjid will not be maintained, when the masjid, which is built for the sake of tawajjuh ila Allah, turning our attention towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remembering Allah, people will not come to the masjid for that purpose, but rather people will come and they will speak aloud in the masjids. My dear, I have seen this with my own eyes, especially Saturday afternoons, when the soccer is on and the other sports are on, come Maghrib time, come Isha time, then the talk of in the masjid, instead of being about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, instead of there being dua in the masjid, then now what is the talk? The talk is an analysis of the game that just took place. وَظَهَرَتِ الْأَصْوَاتُ فِي الْمَسَاجِدِ وَسَادَ الْقَبِيلَةَ فَاسِقُهُمْ وَكَانَ زَعِيمُ الْقَوْمِ أَرْغَرَهُمْ. Allah's Nabi said, and when the most wicked of people will become rulers, when the rulers will be the scum of society, when they'll be the most despicable people. My dear brothers, once upon a time, there were rulers like Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, Umar al-Faruq, Uthman al-Ghali, Ali al-Murtada, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah, Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullah alayhim. People who were embodiments of fairness and justice. He mentioned in Tabaqat ibn Sa'd, in which he mentioned that once Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu become very, very ill, and doctors prescribed to him that he should be taking a certain honey as a remedy for your condition. This honey happened to be available in the treasury. Umar radiallahu ta'ala said that if I want, I can take that, but I will not do that until I get the permission of the masses. He gathered the people and he told them that the doctors have prescribed for me a certain honey that I have to take for my sickness. If you permit me, I would like to have some of this from the treasury. The people began to weep and they began to cry. And some narrations say that he mentioned, لِلَّهِ دَغْرُكَ يَا Umar. Oh Umar, amazing. We cannot understand this, sir. لَقَدْ أَتْعَبْتَ الْخُلَفَاءَ بَعْدَكَ. Oh Umar, you have set such a standard. Such a standard that all the leaders that will come to you after you, the day of Qiyamah, they will never be able to maintain the standard you have set. But Allah Nabi said, the time will come. وَسَادَ الْقَبِيلَةَ فَاسِقُهُمْ وَكَانَ زَعِيمُ الْقَوْمِ أَرْذَلَهُمْ وَظَهَرَتِ الْقَيْنَاتُ وَالْمَعَازِفُ وَشُرِبَتِ الْخُمُورِ. Allah's Nabi said, when singing and dancing, clubbing and pubbing, drinking and drugging, and all the other evils that are associated with this, when this will become the order of the day. Recently there was a concert in Johannesburg, which has been known as the mother of all concerts. People have mentioned that for you to truly enjoy that concert, you have to be in a state, you have to be drugged up to be enjoying that sort of concert. And ulama from those parts have said, We'd be shocked at the number of young Muslim boys and Muslim girls who attend this kind of functions. Allah's Nabi said, and this will become the order of day. Music, singing, dancing will become the order of the day. وَلَعَنَ آخِرُ هَذِي الْأُمَّةِ أَوَّلَهَا. And when the latter generations of this ummah will begin to swear and curse and revile the earlier generations of this ummah. Today, my dear, we find with this fitna, with the Khabith Shia, who swear the most noble section of this ummah, the most noble of people in this ummah, they swear the Sahaba. The Sahaba have become an object or a target for their abuse and for their cursing. So Allah's Nabi said, لَعَنَ آخِرُ هَذِ الْأُمَّةِ أَوَّلَهَا. When the latter part of this generation, of this ummah, begin to swear and curse the earlier part of this ummah. Allah's Nabi said, when you see these 15 vices happening, فَلْيَرْتَقِبُوا عِنْدَ ذَلِكَ رِيحًا حَمْرًا. When this happens, then at that time expect and wait for red winds, which probably prefers to sandstorms. That is a very common occurrence in the Middle East. And at times, my dear, it is so severe, that a bright day in a matter of seconds will be turned into a scary and dark night because of the sand blocking out the sun. فَلْيَرْتَقِبُوا عِنْدَ ذَٰلِكَ رِيحًا حَمْرًا. Expect at that time red winds, وَزَلْزَلَةً, and expect earthquakes, وَخَسْفًا, sinkholes, the collapsing of the earth, وَقَذْفًا, Allah hailing down stones from the sky, وَمَسْخًا, and people's appearance being disfigured. وَآيَاتٍ تَتَابَعُوا كَنِظَامٍ بَالٍ قُتِعَ سِلْكُهُ فَتَتَابَ. Allah's Nabi said, disaster after disaster, calamity after calamity, like how a person has a necklace which has some pearls on it, and a person snips or he cuts one part of the necklace, and how those beads will fall one after the other. Like that, my dear brothers, these calamities will take place one after the other. The practice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was and will always be, وَلَن تَجْرِ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا وَلَن تَجْرِ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَحْوِيلًا. There is no change in the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When people are doing good, when good a'mal, good deeds are sending to be recorded, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a decision. And Allah ta'ala sends down good and favorable conditions. But as soon as people turn to evil and start perpetrating and committing evil, then Allah ta'ala sends down evil and unfavorable conditions. And then we are at war with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this world, when one country declares war on another, then it is a case of mobilizing and deploying their fighter jets and their battle tanks and their warships and their infantry and cavalry. But my dear brothers, وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُوَ. None knows the armies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This earth is the army of Allah. The sky is the army of Allah. The oceans are the army of Allah. The wind is the army of Allah. وَلِلَّهِ جُنُودُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. The armies of the heavens and the earth belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Turn against Allah and all of this will turn against us. Be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and all these things will be on our side. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam mentioned in the hadith of Bukhari Sharif. Nusirtu bis sabah wa uhlikat adun bid dabur. Nusirtu bis sabah. It was through the wind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assisted me in the battle of Khandaq. When the kuffar had laid siege to Medina Munawwara, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a wind that caused the ark which threw the kuffar army into pandemonium, which left them skedaddling and retreating with their tails between their legs. Allah's Nabi said, I was assisted by that wind, and وَهْلِكَتْ عَادٌ بِالدَّبُورِ. And it was also the wind that brought destruction to the people of Aad. To see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Musa alayhi salatu wa salam was obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah used the sea to save Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. But that very same sea Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to destroy Fir'aun, who was disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The very sky from which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down rain, beneficial rain, that causes growth, that causes people to benefit. From that very same sky Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down stones that destroy the people of Lut. Turn to Allah and everything will become ours. Turn against Allah and nothing will become ours. There is what Hazrat Muhammad Patiya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, his famous couplet, all you say, agar ikto nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. Oh Allah, if you are not mine, then nothing is mine. Jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera, zameen meri. Allah, if you are mine, then everything is mine. The earth is mine, the skies are mine, every single thing is mine. My dear brothers, we living in this country of South Africa, alhamdulillah, for many, many, many years Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given us safety and security from these kind of calamities and disasters. But my dear brothers, the tide is changing very, very rapidly. The tide is changing very, very rapidly. Just at the beginning of this week, you will be fully aware. Perhaps some of you experienced it yourself. There was a tremor that hit certain parts of our region. And then just a few weeks ago, there was that what people call a mini tsunami that had battered our shoreline. And just sometime before that day, there was what was termed as a mega hailstorm that happened in the Gauteng region, which Allah's Nabi referred to in hadith as Qadz, stones raining down from the sky, and which caused major destruction. And my dear brothers, in the Northern Cape, a few months ago, a massive sinkhole appeared. A piece of land completely disappeared, vanished, which Allah's Nabi referred to as Khasf. And likewise, my dear brothers, other signs we have seen, violent storms, such storms that people who are 50, 60, 70 years old have said, in my life I have never seen a storm like this. And urge this, my dear brothers, we have this lingering drought that seems to be going on. And alhamdulillah, even though there has been some sort of relief, my dear brothers, we are not completely finished as yet. We are not completely out of the woods as yet. In Ibn Majah, my dear brothers, there is a remarkable hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which I find very, very relevant to the situation which we find ourselves in currently. The riwayat is mentioned Ibn Majah. The commentator Alama Busiri rahmatullah alayhi, who wrote Az-Zawaid Ibn Majah, he means that this hadith is suitable to be quoted. Allah's Nabi one day came to the muhajirin, the immigrants among Sahaba, and he told them, Ya ma'ashir al-muhajirin, O muhajir Sahaba, khamsun idhabtulitum bihinna, wa'udhu billahi an tudrikuhunna. When five things become apparent, when five sins become apparent, and oh my Sahaba, I pray for you that Allah never shows you the day when these things become apparent. Allah's Nabi said, then went on to expound, and he said, لَمْ تَظْهَرِ الْفَاحِشَةُ فِي قَوْمٍ قَطُّ إِلَّا فَشَى فِيهِمْ أَطَّاعُونَ وَالْأَوْجَاعُ الَّتِي لَمْ تَكُنْ مَضَتْ فِي أَسْلَافِهِمُ الَّذِينَ مَضَوْا. When you see indecency, immorality, fornication, adultery becoming the order of the day, then at that time Allah will bring about such sicknesses, such diseases, which their forefathers would never have heard of. My dear brothers, the scourge of AIDS that already cost the lives of so many people. The first reported case of AIDS was only in the year 1981. 1981 is only about 35 years old, which is relatively a very new disease. Allah's Nabi said that when immorality becomes the order of the day, then Allah will cause these diseases to come about, which their forefathers never ever heard of. And Allah's Nabi went to say, وَلَمْ يَنْقُسُ الْمِكْيَالَ وَالْمِيزَانَ إِلَّا أُخِذُوا بِالسِّنِينَ وَشِدَّةِ الْمَؤُونَ وَجَوْرِ السُّلْطَانِ عَلَيْهِمْ. And when people begin to cheat in business, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring about drought and famine. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause the cost of living to go through the ceiling. The cost of living become very, very expensive, very, very high. وَجَوْرِ السُّلْطَانِ عَلَيْهِمْ. And Allah ta'ala will put upon them such leaders who will make zulm upon the people. وَلَمْ يَمْنَعُوا زَكَاةَ أَمْوَالِهِمْ إِلَّا مُنِعُوا الْقَطْرَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَلَوْلَ الْبَهَائِمْ لَمْ يُمْطَرُوا. And when people begin to hold back the zakat, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hold back the rain from the sky. And when the little rain does come, it not be because the conditions have changed, but be rather only because Allah is now taking pity upon those animals that are also suffering because of the drought. وَلَمْ يَنْقُدُوا أَحْدَ اللَّهِ وَأَحْدَ رَسُولِهِ إِلَّا سَلَّطَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ عَدُوًا مِّنْ غَيْرِهِمْ فَأَخَذُوا بَعْضَ مَا فِي أَيْدِيهِمْ. This current situation of crime that we are facing, my dear brothers, that is bordering on lawlessness. Allah's Nabi said, when people begin to break the commands of Allah and begin to break the commands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Allah will unleash upon them such enemy that they will hijack and they will rob and they will rape and they will loot and they will plunder. And lastly, Allah's Nabi said, وَمَا لَمْ يَحْكُمَ أَئِمَّتُهُمْ بِكِتَابِ اللَّهِ وَيْتَخَيَّرُوا مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ بَأْسَهُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ. And when people discard the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and do not make the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the decision maker, and do not make the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the deciding fact in their matters, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring about disunity amongst the people. صَدَقَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. This hadith taught to us 1400 years ago, my dear brothers. But when we listen to it, we would think that Allah's Nabi is living amongst us and he is commentating on the things that are happening around us. My dear brothers, the long and short of what I'm trying to say is that all the calamities, the difficulties, the disasters that we face, the blame for this is upon no one but ourselves. The blame falls squarely on our shoulders. And my dear brothers, do not ever be hoodwinked and do not ever be duped and deceived into thinking that my deeds, the repercussions of my evil deeds are restricted to myself. Do not ever be duped by this. Sayyidina Abu radiallahu ta'ala you say, Rawaita Shu'abul Iman, he says, Inna al-Hubara latamutu fi wakriha min zulmi zalim. That somewhere out there, in some forest, in a nest on top of a tree, there is a bird that is dying there out of starvation. And it's not the death of this bird is by no fault of the bird. Rather because somewhere out there, some insan, some human being is doing something wrong, violating the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is causing Allah to withhold the rains. And as a result of the rains being withheld, this bird is dying of starvation. And in conclusion, my dear, I'd like to say that after hearing this talk today, my dear brothers, there will be three kinds of people who will leave the door of this masjid. Three kinds of people who will leave the door of this masjid. There will be those people that this talk will have fell upon deaf ears. Maybe at the most have been fascinated by a few hadiths or a few ayat of Quran. But other than that, they will leave the masjid and continue the life that they had been spending all these years. And then there will be other people, my dear brothers, who will become despondent. And we'll see that we are heading for big trouble. Despondency never solved anything, will never solve anything. And the third group of people, my dear brothers, Allah make us amongst them, those people who will decide that now we have to bring about a change. They will become proactive and see that how can we resolve and how can we find a solution to the problem. And the problem is mentioned, the solution to the problem, my dear brothers, is mentioned us in Quran. Allah mentioned the story of Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. In there are two solutions for us. Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam had warned his people that if you do not bring iman, Allah will send down his azab very, very shortly. And Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam now left. On one hand, his people thought that Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam were not serious. They waited 3 days past, and when they saw the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the signs of the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appearing, لَمَّا آمَنُوا كَشَفْنَا عَنْهُمْ عَذَابَ الْخِزِي. At that time, they made sincere tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They reformed their ways. They changed their ways. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala withdrew the punishment from them. And Yunus alayhi salam, on the other hand, he went, he boarded a ship. The ship, he was thrown off that ship. Allah ta'ala caused a whale to swallow him. And in the belly of that whale now, he thought that I am a goner. There is no way that I can get out of this. And Allah Ta'ala inspired him with those famous words, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka, inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Our ulama tell us, our senior ulama tell us, in this day and age, when we are facing so many difficulties, excessively we should repeat this kalima, these words, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka, inni kuntu min al-zalimin. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq, my dear brothers, that we implement and act upon these few advices. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from all sorts of difficulties, calamities and disasters. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.